The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
We back. And French Reggie's back in the motherfucking house.
What's good? I miss y'all.
Like you're really French Reggie now, right? Because you was over in Europe and shit, right?
Oui, oui. He should be European Reggie, right?
Oui, oui. So you said that you was over there talking that Creole?
That French?
They didn't understand you.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
A little bit. In Paris, most people can speak English, but you know, I tasted it a little bit, especially at the airport.
You tasted it?
Yeah. You said that.
What does that mean?
I dabbled into some French.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
What it tastes like? Like a croissant?
Yeah.
You was trying to impress your girl because you went with your girl.
Right? Nah, not really.
She don't speak French. They speak French there too, right?
Nah.
What do they speak? Something else, right?
It's a Portuguese Creole.
Portuguese. So you speak Portuguese?
See, Creole ain't even Creole then.
Creole is a broken language.
Mm-hmm. So anything can be Creole.
Mixed with whatever the country that colonized them.
Yep. So in Hawaii, they call it pidgin.
I guess so.
But yeah. What language is it mixed with?
Like American and local?
No, I think pidgin is just like if you just, y'all just created some shit like Pig Latin.
Maybe. Because it sounds a little bit like that. Like you don't
foom
know
foom
what the.
Foom foom.
So like when it's like a Jamaican talking English?
Patois?
Patois?
I don't know.
But it's like that. Yeah, it's like patois.
You don't know what the fuck it'd be saying.
No, it's just an accent.
I heard a word in there that sounded like something.
Jamaican patois is not just an accent.
It's a different, they say different things, but
a lot of different shit.
But I feel like you could understand if you just.
No. Mm-mm. Not nobody really talking patois for real.
Like when they talk super fast with it?
Not just super fast. They change words around it.
Bob Marley used to have an album called Talking Blues, and he would have interviews in between the actual songs. So the songs, it's like weird, you know, people with accents and shit, when they sing, it goes away, right? Like, it's like, well, where the fuck's your accent go? Like Michelle A voice goes away when she sings.
Or like all the British singers that sing American music, and you're like, oh, y'all are from England?
Right, yeah. Right. Once you hear them talk, you're like, damn.
Yeah.
And he was doing interviews, and in the interview, I'm like, what the fuck do you say? Like, how can I understand you so clearly when you're singing? But now that you're talking, man, I try to do it, but I can't even do it. I don't understand half of the words you're saying. It just doesn't. It's like you just give up on your tongue gets real lazy.
Like Bati Boy, that's not an accent. That's another whole other word. You know about them Bati Boys, don't you?
No, I'm not a Bati Boy.
I said you know about them.
Yeah.
What is it?
Some gay shit.
No, it's a gay dude. It's like Bati Boy.
You didn't know that?
No.
They say boom bye bye in a Bati Boy. He's talking about killing gay people. Oh. That's what that song's about. That's why you can't find that song anywhere anymore.
Wow.
I think Apple Music banned it.
Wow.
He said, rude boy, don't promote no nasty man named Mafi dead. I'm going to kill him. That's not English. You can't translate that. Rude boy, don't promote no nasty man named Mafi dead. What is that? Like, you cannot but listen you just, closer.
But if you hear that, you know, don't fuck with that nigga.
No.
You hear that.
If you hear that, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then he's speaking code to like, yes, I can make threats and still get paid. Like, that's how you do that. Yeah. You blend it into some shit that you don't know what the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. But hey, man, I'm glad to have you back, man. Pac, welcome to the show. Welcome back again, bro.
What's good?
All right, man. So listen, I'm gonna get us started off with a little some would you rathers, man, because we haven't done this in a minute, man. And I was just thinking about some shit that today, and I just, I don't know. Let's go through it, man. So this is a personal debate I was having with someone. Would you rather have your spaghetti sauce on top of the noodles, or all mixed in together and served?
What you mean all mixed in together?
So, like, when you get it, it's already blended. Like, you know, it's not like you have noodles and then you pour the sauce on top, you know, like you see in the picture sometimes.
No, on top.
This is the kind that, you know, you get it and everything is already red and mixed in together and dry.
I think we had this conversation.
I'm sorry. I don't want to sell it. Dry? That. I'm sorry. I was leading the witness. I don't want to do that.
Because you picked the one on top.
Yeah, right?
And it's only dry if the person can't cook, so.
Or if you just don't do the right ratio. Right, mm-hmm. Like you just get too much noodles to too, you know.
But it'll be
but
that,
that's the beautiful part.
But see,
though.
That's why you need. This is why I would fight for part. The mixed in already because they'll know whether or not they gave you enough sauce. Sometimes they put a little bit of drip on there, and sometimes they don't. They don't put enough, or they put too much. You will know based on
How your mix
looks. How the mix worked. But I guess it looks like it, somebody could have taken a bite out of it already or something. What's the problem? When French Reggie's tarot reading friend brought that spaghetti for us to have, it was already mixed together.
Oh, yeah. That was a no-go.
Because she had her period blood in there, too.
Nobody was eating that shit. Yeah.
You can't put period blood on top and think we're not going to know.
that's a whole different red. Yeah. That's it. Hollywood
that's a
red.
Deep cut. When it's a dark blood, that means that was a deep artery cut.
That looked like that old school Hollywood red.
What vein puts blood in a period? Is that an artery or which vein is that? That's how you get
it. It's one that's is deep up in there because that's a different color red.
Do we all agree those are dead baby parts? What period? Anything of discharge and period is dead baby parts. I'm raising my hand.
Well, because
anybody else agree?
Well, no, because you gotta have the baby in there first, right?
Well, no, it's the parts of the baby. They never synced up.
Nah, if there was no sperm to fertilize it, nah.
Then what is it then?
It's just dead particles.
Dead particles of what?
No.
It's not a Lego set. It's not like you got. What do you think those dead particles are?
It's the house. It's the potential baby house. Like, so again, it's the wall and the lining where the baby would live.
The wall is a uterus. That's already there. And it is shedding the wall of the uterus, but it's what was going to connect to the wall, actually.
It's like the...
So the way it works is it gets fertilized, and then inside the fallopian tube, the egg comes down, and then if it gets hit with that sperm, pow, now you got a baby, right? But what happens if it doesn't get fertilized? There's still a... When you crack an egg that's not fertilized, there's still something in there, bro.
It's just a redecorated house. We just redecorate
the house. The house is the egg. The stuff that's inside, though. The shell is the house. You can still cook that for breakfast, bro. It's not like it's nothing in there.
But it's not a chicken.
What is it?
It ain't a chicken.
What is it?
What I know it isn't, man. See, I told you my gift. I can't tell you what it is. I can tell you what it is.
It's the half of a chicken. It has to be. Then how do you get a chicken out of it if it gets fertilized? Well, it's magic. You gonna tell me it's magic?
Is it half a chicken?
It's not half a chicken either.
So it's nothing. It's not classified.
It's potential. Like most black.
So then why when I crack the egg, something comes out. When she has a period, something comes out. Something is happening, bro. You can't say, oh, it's nothing until a baby is there. It's something. Y'all just scared to call it dead baby parts because you don't want to think about the fact that you've killed so many babies in your life.
I don't have nothing to do with that. That's her and God.
Yeah. Doesn't something have to be live first before it's dead, though? Or?
Well, but you're telling me something inside of your woman is dead every month and you're still having sex with her?
That's what it sounds like you're saying. You're saying that dead baby parts are coming out.
No, they're dead. That's why they're coming out. Because deads can't stay inside you.
Yeah.
It has to come out.
Right.
If you have something that died, like if your finger starts dying, they have to cut it off. It's not going to stay on your body.
Oh, I've seen a fucking gangrene toe.
Right. It's got to come off.
Deion Sanders right now.
It's got to come off. So it's dead baby parts. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What would you rather? So I say mix together because I want a good ratio of sauce to noodles and not that, you know, the other thing.
Okay.
But you say you like it on top.
Yeah. No, I just because, again, I'm always serving myself. And I guess at a restaurant, it would be different. But I've never been to a restaurant where they didn't give me enough sauce. If I have too much sauce, like I eat it all and I'm done with the noodles and there's still sauce on the left, that's just for sopping. I take some bread. I'll eat the sauce.
Why? Why, though? Do you get, if you order, same restaurant, if you order fettuccine Alfredo, it's going to come pre-mixed.
I think when it's mixed, that's like baked ziti. That's
No. Fettuccine Alfredo is not baked anything. It's the same process as spaghetti. However, this not red sauce. So why don't they put the white sauce on top?
I don't know, bro. And exactly. I like it like that, too.
Of course. You would feel weird if they brought your fettuccine Alfredo and the Alfredo's on top just sitting there.
It's like, just too thin to sit on top, though, right? The Alfredo.
Spaghetti sauce is supposed to be thin. Go to Italy and find out. Hey, French, you were in Italy.
Yeah, bro. You can eat the sauce all day.
It's like drinking a
V8. Well, I eat the sauce here all day.
It's like drinking a V8, though. It's like it's thin.
Yeah. It's much better.
It doesn't have
meat sauce
in
over there? Do they do meat sauce over there?
Yeah.
So their spaghetti has meat sauce in it or meat in it.
You could have get that. I didn't get that. Okay.
Not all of it. That's a choice. It's not always
a choice.
I'm just saying that their sauces are much lighter sauces. They're more wine like than they are tomato like.
Yeah.
So if you're over there, if they put it on top, it's gonna go through anyway. Yeah. But you've never seen Alfredo come out on top. So I'm just saying, why are y'all being weird with the red sauce? That's my question.
I guess I'm weird too because I like it on top too.
I think it's just like a visual thing.
Somebody did it one time.
It might be how
you were
raised too, though, because I know I was raised like that.
At your house, your parents did that?
Yeah.
So this is the problem. I wasn't raised like this.
Me either.
Was raised the opposite way, where it was mixed all together.
Yes.
And that was my problem because I'm like, this dry head, I don't like this. You know what I mean?
Yo, you can't be eating dry spaghetti. Well, yeah, no, like, what absorbs, you mean dry spaghetti? Bro?
Because it, when you do that, the noodles absorb all of the sauce in there, right? Yeah. So if you sit in the refrigerator.
So how's it dry? Where is, if it absorbs it, where is it going?
That's what was throwing me off is the dry part.
It ain't wet.
Well, okay, if it absorbs the sauce, where is the sauce now?
Inside. In the noodle.
And how could it be dry then? The sauce is in the noodle, bro.
It's. I mean,
that
it's,
sounds
it's,
like that's like Gushers.
I think he just eats.
That's funny because I think for me it's opposite.
Straight from the box.
For me it's opposite because
I do eat straight from the box.
Ow.
Hey, it's straight from the box, what?
No, I'm not
spaghetti
talking
straight
about...
straight out the
no,
box.
No, I'm not talking about spaghetti, spaghetti no more.
What else,
man?
No, you didn't... Oh, you said, huh?
Yeah, I said on top.
All righty. So, would you rather get caught cheating by your significant other...
That
or,
one.
Stop.
Oh.
Or get caught masturbating by your mom?
Oh, masturbating by my mom.
Yeah, my mom will understand. Yeah.
Easy. Easy. Yeah.
My significant she would not understand.
Bro,
my
you're never gonna hear the end of that.
Yeah, my mom would be like, oh, you jacking off.
Yeah, it is, because it's over, right? I mean, like, no. I don't wanna be like, okay, listen.
Oh, so the relationship is over?
Yeah, most of the time, right? I think.
Now, she might forgive you.
No, she won't, because then that's what the problem is. She don't ever forgive you, and you stick in that fucking shit, and it just, you know, it just is that constant thing, because she ain't never gonna let you get past that. Mom. Watching you, you walk in and you got your dick in your hand, and you like.
She
first
changed
off,
your diapers, but bro, she's seen understand. It,
bro. She, all of us wasn't born
she's
with
seen
your
Maxilla.
Dick.
And she kind of lightweight, probably expected it at some point.
But
too.
All of us wasn't born.
Used to clean up after you when you was 12.
Look, Reg, you talking
at,
about...
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, your door's locked. She knows what you're doing, bro.
But that's not getting caught.
Why are you worried about mom's catching you, bro?
Because I don't want my mom to see my grown dick. That's a problem.
Oh, okay.
I would prefer it, but... I'd prefer
it over getting caught cheating.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, bro.
I would.
Yeah.
I prefer anybody saw my dick than to get caught cheating. I prefer being at work and my camera be on and I'm on the clock masturbating.
Then, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Bro, what's the worst that could happen?
Because they could put that shit online and now you fire.
Who?
Your work. The niggas at work.
Oh, that's illegal,
well, then you
bro.
You can sue them then for
that's
that.
That's illegal. Yeah, revenge somebody. Porn or whatever, that's illegal.
Revenge porn. I don't know if that is. That's just like, hey, we're firing you for cause.
It'll,
here it is.
It'll fall under revenge for the revenge.
That, was a nigga
that should be locked up
that
in your HR
got
file somewhere.
During the COVID time in Zoom, he thought his shit was off because he didn't.
How addicted are you? You talk about addictions. That's an addiction. If you can't miss a Zoom meeting without jacking off, that you got a problem. That's an addiction.
Bruh.
That's worse than weed for sure.
Bro, haven't you seen Choke?
Mm-mm. What's that?
Was that with the dude with the door with the where he used to have the leave the door unlocked in the bathroom?
What
was that? It
the choke was the one with
that
the dude who would go into the rich restaurants and he would like put something down his throat and choke so somebody rich would save him and feel bad for him and he would get money from him.
Oh no, I ain't seen
no,
that.
That's
movie?
Not an addiction.
Yeah,
that's
it's a
good
movie
hustle.
Called Choke, and he would go to because you know he had addiction issues and he had like sex addictions and stuff like that, and so. He would go to, like, the meetings or whatnot, and there was a dude in there who was, like, constantly jacking off everywhere, and, like, he would get caught everywhere doing it.
Is there anybody above a D-list actor in this movie?
No.
No, there's quite a few of them, I'm sure. I think there's only, like, one actor that you would know, and I can't
right,
even think of his name
right
now.
It's the main character dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. But I thought it was a fucking...
The fact
I know
that he saw it.
I know, but again, I thought it was about sexual addiction, but I thought it was, like, he was leaving bathroom doors like he was doing shit... To have people, it was like code, and you know to walk in, and when you walk in, it's on. Like, we finna fuck in this bathroom type shit. I don't know. Maybe I seen the European
that's a different
version.
Movie, bro.
Well, yeah. I think something like that did happen in there where the chick came in yes. That was part of the class, too, and they was fucking back there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The only part you remember, though.
That's it.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you would rather get caught cheating for real?
Yeah. I don't want, listen, if I get caught cheating, like, again, that relationship don't have to continue on. Me and my mom, we're going to be around each other forever.
Then she'll understand.
That's what I'm saying. She puts you in this world.
I don't want my mom to see my dick. I don't want that to be something that's stuck in her memory.
That's like, going
to
be that. So if your mom goes to her grave, the worst thing she ever saw was your dick.
Yeah, you
good life.
Well lived. Maybe I'm just thinking of it the opposite, right? Like, I wouldn't want to walk in on my, because again, when I put this in there, I put the opposite sex. So like, if you're a woman, would your dad catch you masturbating, right? Like, I wouldn't want to walk in and see my daughter doing that shit. Like, that would be like no good. No bueno.
Nobody wants to see that, but
yeah, we're not asking for it to happen. Nah. But if you're giving us a choice of the forever fucking stress and drama you're going to get in your life from cheating on somebody and getting caught, then cut to your mom seeing you jack off one time, bro.
Like, and she's catching you, so it's like you probably busted. You was cleaning up, so she might not even see everything.
Nah, you guarantee, you're trying to paint best picture.
Nah, he made it sound like she walked in while you was mid-jack.
What are you watching? That would be like if it's not something weird you're watching. Now, that you may be getting there.
I mean, that's going to be in there too, right?
But still, though, the thing is, your mom is probably never going to bring that up again. I wouldn't. Would you bring up if you saw your daughter masturbating?
No.
You would never bring it up again.
No.
Nope.
Simple. But how many times is that girl's going to bring that cheating thing up? Even if you see her in the street later, motherfucker, you had the good thing. You got with them zeros and
I just don't know. Let's say you watch bestiality films.
Hey, man. Mom, this is what I'm into. Our room.
I just don't know.
Yeah, you got moms out there to protect their serial killer kids and shit, man. I mean, she'll keep that secret for you.
All right. Okay. All right. So, would you rather find your true love today?
That one.
Or win the lottery in a year?
Find my true love today or win the... Okay, so first of all, true love is bullshit. So lottery in a year.
Yeah, lottery.
I got to agree.
What do you mean? Yeah,
what lottery. What is true love mean?
I could find my true love and be broke and it's just pointless. But the lottery...
I can win the lottery and find my true love later.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You know how many true loves are going to come around?
Or you can recognize true love is bullshit, and it's going to be a hard journey no matter who you're with. So that true love thing is a lie.
You might as well have money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not passing up a lottery win. There's going to be a lot of things that I'll pass up for a lottery winning. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's instant life-changing. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I think for that, what the way it has to work is you have to be losing something or gaining something. So people have a problem with time. So like if I'll give you $1 million today, you can get it today. Or if you wait a year, you can get 10 million at the lottery.
And it's funny because that leads me right into my next question. Like you was reading my notes and whatnot. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or a coma for 10?
Coma, because I won't even know it was 10 years. Like, I'll just close my eyes. Next thing I'm up, they say, you've been gone for 10 years.
That's pretty smart.
But see, I mean,
I won't even remember.
I mean, kind of depending on why you're in a coma.
Yeah, I mean, so again, say you get out, you're going to be normal, right? Okay. It's not like you're going to be a vegetable after the 10 years.
Yeah.
You'll just be able to, but.
How young am I?
Your age right now, you can't.
Yeah, I'll do the 10 years. Coma. Easy. Because I won't even know I lost 10 years.
I'll go ahead and do
but
my
But you
five.
Did, though. It doesn't matter. You will when you wake the fuck up.
Your beard is going to connect when you wake
and
up.
And G-Money's been married for 8 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she got a little kid. They named him Reggie.
After me.
Hey, that same shit can happen if you go to jail, though.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt. It'll probably happen faster.
She'll move on faster.
Right. Yeah, but it's less years. You got. It's less days you got to deal with it.
Right.
I just know him being in a coma, there's probably...
I just know 5 years...
Well, I don't know. There's some fucked up hospitals out there, too. I'm about to say, in a coma, there's less chance of anal rape, too.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's what I said. There are some fucked up hospitals out there.
There'd be an orderly in there.
Oh, man.
I did see Kill Bill.
And then some orderlies out there. Man, shit, Kill Bill. There's real orderlies out here killing motherfuckers in the UK. And this other chick out in fucking, I forget, Missouri. That was doing infant. I mean, anyways, we're not doing it. We're not getting into
it. Well, you got to understand, too, that these questions are very vague. There's no detail in them at all.
Right. So, but this is why I said 10 years with Reggie, too, because the only reason why is because you're 5 years, you're not guaranteed to make it out. Like, you could say 5 years and you only last four. And then what I think, too, is like the differences for me is that in 5 years in jail, most likely, you're going to be changed fundamentally. You're not going to be the same person you were five years ago.
You had to learn a trade.
You're going
to
be you need to learn a trade.
And that five,
taking that ass is my trade then, now.
You know, 5 years, like if you go by ODEP standards.
No, but
is that real, though? Is that all the way real that you're going to get raped no matter who you are? Come on.
No.
But I don't think the majority of people get raped.
So
don't think so?
I actually
tried. Not get, but niggas tried them.
I don't think the majority of people get raped. I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
I don't even think the majority get tried because, again, I think there's enough people in there willing.
Oh, okay.
To give the ass up.
And if I mean, okay, so let's just logic this out, right? If you're a person in prison and somebody new comes in and they're just minding their business, they're not really fucking with nobody. They're just kind of doing their thing. Yeah, you might not give them props or you may not give them help with nothing, but you ain't going to really fuck with them. Ain't no reason to fuck with
them. You might test them, you know, just to see if there's something that you... Because, again, it's like I can take because I can. If you are a nigga whose cornbread can be taken,
Yeah.
I'm gonna be around and get in my, you know, I'm gonna step in one day when ain't nobody else taking your shit and try to take your shit too, because what's better than fucking paying for
something? Okay,
shit?
So today on the way here, how many people did you intimidate for something changing in their console?
No one today, because I'm actually being a better driver.
But you
driver.
Could though. But yeah. you could have stopped somebody. You could have pulled your truck in front of somebody and cornered them and made them pull out and get
that
out,
was yesterday.
And get out and be like, hey man, what kind of change you got in your console?
That was
you
yesterday.
Want your change? You didn't, but you didn't do it, right?
I did.
There's more shit to do in your life than that. So,
I came over a little close.
I was about to say that actually, because you know, outside of jail, there's a whole bunch of other shit going on. When inside of jail, there's not as much.
What I was saying is that, you know, I had someone that I was like a good friend of mine, good dude. He went to jail for about 5 years. When he came out, totally different ass dude. He was not the same dude no more. Like, his nigga's bandana wearing, you know, all this other shit. Like, he was not the same dude that I knew.
Yeah.
And jail changed him. So I was just saying, like, your life, when you get out, right, 10 years, everything's going to be different. Like, you know what I mean? You, say you went in before the iPhone and you fucking got out and now this is your life. Like, not to mention, like...
Same in a coma.
Right. That's what I meant, in coma. Oh. You go into a coma, you wake up 10 years later... Your girl has moved on, right? Everything in the world has moved on past you, right? So the world has changed, but in that 5 years, definitely you're going to change. So you might wake up, you still that same dude you was when you fell asleep.
You just lost.
But the fucking world is so different. Whereas you get out in 5 years, and now you're so different. Niggas will be like, hey, you want to hang? And they'll be like, yeah, cut, let's do this. You're like, no. I'm sorry. I thought you used to be that same dude that I hung out with at barbecue before. You can't come to my house no more, bro.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all something. How do y'all go with trusting with people? Do you trust them at first, and then if they do something wrong, you start limiting your trust value for them, or you give them a buffer, and then judging by whatever grade you give them in that buffer, if they prove to you they're real niggas, you start to trust them more. How y'all go about trusting people?
Probably something more like the second.
Definitely the second.
I'm not a trusting person
at all.
Yeah, I'm not a trusting person, but I'm a benefit of the doubt person.
Nope.
So, like, first time hanging out with you, meeting you, like, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'll be like, I don't think this nigga's like that.
I got PTSD in regards to trusting niggas. So, that's my problem. Like, I can't at all anymore just categorically just say, oh, you're a trustworthy-ass person. Like, you got to earn that shit. Like, you got to – so, not to say that I'm going to question everything you do, but I might. Like, again, I still find myself doing it now, right? Yeah. In certain situations where I know people that I should trust, a situation might look like it's not trustworthy, and I'd be like,
How about relationships?
Oh, that's even worse. I got more PTSD in that regards, as far as relationships.
So with relationships, you meet the girl, got a good rapport.
Not ever. I mean, so prove like it's there's got to be definitely a proving period where.
How I'm long not, is that proving period?
I don't know until I feel it.
Yeah.
Until I feel it. You know what I mean? Like, you've demonstrated your worthiness, right? Like, I mean, your trustworthiness. Yeah. Because outside of that, any white lie, fuck up some shit, right? Yeah. Like, don't tell me you was fucking here and you wasn't there, right? Even if you wasn't doing nothing crazy, that's enough to be like, we're back to negative numbers now. Like, if we were talking about fucking starting at zero, we're negative now because... It's just, like I said, I got PTSD about this.
I got you. I'm kind of like that, too. So I had a nightmare. I'm not even going to say a dream. Imagine I had a dream thinking everything, every fear you got that your girl can do to you happened in the dream. Like, your worst fear, like, from cheating on you, taking your money, talking down on you. This is every fucking thing you could think of, like, that would break your heart as a man, your ego, rip you apart. I had a nightmare that my girl did that to me, right?
God damn.
From everything, you know, it was fucking me up the whole, like, to the point when I woke up and saw it was a dream, the relief that I got.
Hey, but when you woke up, though, how did you treat her?
Looking at her like, mother.
Yo, it took me a minute because it's like, I didn't even think she, like, in the dream, it's like she was treating me so wrong. It's like, I couldn't even see you like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I, like, you know, she was sleeping and shit, I'm looking at her, I'm like, yo, if you really do some shit, can she really do all that shit? And then it started me thinking about, like, yo, okay, did that, it started me, make,
whoa,
make
whoa, whoa,
me,
yeah, I'm the
did,
negative one on
did
this
you
one.
Say, could she really do something like this?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
You have to ask that question?
No, I mean, I know they can, but okay. You know, when you can't imagine it happening to you, you know, I like
can't
think,
see them doing it.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's called, what's that movie Denial. That nigga can play? No, The Blind Side.
Yeah. No, that's for real.
I mean, so I've been in that situation where I've had a dream, nightmare, whatever you want to call it. And when I woke up, I ain't gonna lie, I gave an elbow.
He was like, bitch.
Like, I mean, just, you know what I mean? Because, again, maybe I want to talk about it. You know what I mean? But you sleeping, and it would just be weird to just be like, hey, wake up, let's talk about it. And I don't want you to act like, so I may just move around too much or just, you know, give it that little elbow jab. What's going on? Oh, nothing. Oh, by the way, yo, I just had this craziest dream.
Why are we talking?
I had this craziest fucking dream. Tell me that this ain't got nothing to do with some other shit that's going on, right? Like, I mean, because... In me, I feel like, you know, I believe in signs. You know what I mean? So if my gut feeling, right, tells me, where did this dream come from?
This nigga's Caribbean.
Listen. If I had a dream that some wild shit like that happened, why? Why the fuck did I have that?
You don't think it's your mind's playing tricks on you? Like,
why would my mind want
to
do that?
Because to me, it was just showing me all my worst fears. So it wasn't even about her. It was about me being a scary-ass nigga about these things. So, you know, it's not even about her. Because like Beyonce said, don't put nothing past nobody. Like, they can do that to you. So, so it wasn't even about her. It's about just being understanding of those fears. And like how to like not let, if those shit do happen to you, how you don't get lost in that.
So first, I think banks figured it out. Be like a bank.
Like, what you mean?
When it comes to trust. A bank.
Oh, okay.
Deposits and withdrawals.
No, like credit. Credit card.
Okay.
Your first credit card, more than likely, unless you're in college.
Your limit.
It may be a secure card.
Secure, yeah, right.
Like you got to put $100 to get it.
Or no, you put whatever you put in. It's your credit limit.
Shout out to Bank of America.
Then they'll give you a credit card that's secured.
Right.
And it may be like a $200 credit line. So you have the ability to fuck up $200, but we're not going to get a leash, not a long one. Same goes with trust. You give somebody enough trust, but with a limit that you think that they can handle.
Yeah.
And then you give them a little bit of a chance. You know, they prove they can handle a $200 limit. You give them a $500 limit. They prove they can do $500, you give them $1,000, $10,000, whatever. So that's what I say about trust. As far as having a dream, it happens to me probably twice a year. And for that day, she's on my shit list.
Yeah, for real. Like, I mean,
every time I talk to her, I have a grimace on my face. Like, oh, here's her calling again. I wonder, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the stuff that's in my dream, I hold on to that shit. I don't know why, man. That's real bitchy, I know.
It's not.
But that day is ruined. That day is ruined.
But that's what happens, though. And that's why I asked him what I asked him.
No, like, it took me, because, like, if she wasn't asleep, let's say I was taking a nap, it was, like, the middle of the day, it would have been a problem. But it's because, I don't know, you was asleep. Like, the last 8 hours, you was right there. So it's like... It's like
you asleep, maybe.
I'm waking up slamming doors, like I gotta. It's gonna be a problem, like you said, B. I don't until I can get this out of my system by you.
Nah, it ain't nothing you can do.
It
ain't nothing she can do. Because
it feels so real, right?
Yeah,
bro,
that's the part.
That's the thing. You know how sometimes you have lucid dreams. Sometimes it's just like vanilla dreams. Where, you know, you can obviously know. Oh, that was a dream. I can't remember it or whatever. Right. So whatever. But those dreams, that shit be feeling like
it was right there.
Did this happen and I fell asleep and now I'm waking up from that, or am I waking up from a like I don't I can't determine whether or not this is real or not. So she get the shit list for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
at least that day.
You wake up with those emotions still, basically, is what it is.
Like, yes.
The way you felt in it, you wake
You're
up
still
feeling
hurt
that way.
From whatever that
still
was.
Hurt. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, look at her. Look at all peaceful, like she ain't did shit.
Right. How dare she sleep?
You fake sleeping too, huh? Everything been fake. Even the sleep is fake. Get your ass up and let's talk. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just weird that way.
I feel you. So if you operate trust like a bank, and I like that example, what happens when you reach the Amex Black Card? So, like, you don't have a limit. You can just,
Do you ever get that?
We're together. Like, sure. We're married. We have a life together. You build a life. He's leaving that life.
The way I look at it is like this. When you get to that level,
yeah,
I think that pretty much everything is forgiven up front. You have, like, so, like...
What you mean everything's forgiven up front?
So, like, the point of a Black Card is that you don't... There's not, like, a recurring fee that we're going to charge you. You got to pay that shit back.
Right, every month, yeah.
So... It's at that point, you're forgiving whatever shortcomings that person has because I'm just going to tax you on the back end. You know what I'm saying? So if I get to that point with you, I have built enough rapport with you. I've built enough of a relationship with you that I'm willing to take the risk on whatever you could do wrong to me and we'll figure it out. Mm. Black Card is, we're going to figure it out, whatever happens.
That's a great analogy.
But it's hard to get there.
Man, I'm like default.
You feel like, I feel like it's harder to get there now than it was back then.
Collection is.
Because I feel like there's so much more. I feel like now in the dating scene, a lot of people date thinking like, I got better options because they see so many options. So they never really go all in the relationship, I feel.
I just think it gets harder all the time anyway because, you know, shit that used to, you know, be cool back in the day, that shit, that don't even work no more. You know what I mean? It's like you always got to keep stepping it up.
Well, that's that
factor. And there's all kinds of things that influence that. I mean, social media is probably one of the worst ones.
And that's where I think social media really fucked it up because boy or girl now dating, like, yeah, I like her. I really like her, but she ain't really the baddest. Like, I got like 10 other girls I'm like real close to. I know I might be able to get. So you don't go all in. You don't put yourself, you know what I'm saying? And that relationship ended up, and you wonder why it ended up. You realize, oh, it's communication.
Well, when you go on Instagram and shit, I mean, like, you can see all kinds of motherfuckers on there just giving the advice about how to make a relationship work. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. This is what you look out for, all this kind of shit. And but, I always say, that shit's like poison, to be honest.
Well, how to make a relationship work with her.
Right.
No. This is just random.
No.
The person that they're talking about.
What they're saying, they're just showing, they're teaching you how to have a good relationship with them. That don't work for every woman woman.
Yeah, that's the point. Really. Yeah. And motherfuckers really be looking to this shit and they really take this shit like holy word.
Yes.
They take that shit to the bank and they act on that.
It sounds good. If it sounds good, you know, but then so does the Nation of Islam. In the beginning, like when you first hear that shit, like it sounds good, you know, but then you're like, ah, damn, man. After a little bit of talking, you're like, maybe not so much.
I don't know if that's a good selling point. I think
for real, like most black people, when introduced to the Nation of Islam and like, oh, you know, I mean, it's uplifting, right? It's as a black person, it's like, okay, your value, you don't even recognize this, that, and the other. You're like, oh, shit. You know, I do come from, you know, I'm not just a fucking, you know, started here. My history just didn't start in America. Like, there's more to, you know, my culture than just being a slave, right? Like, and then you're like, wait a minute. You said Caucasus Mountains, rats and fucking labs and shit. Like, whoa, hold up, man. Like, this is not, you lost me. Like, I can't do this no more. Like, it sounded good in the beginning. I felt,
I don't think that's where they get lost at.
No, I think that's a lot of where they get lost at. Like, when they start talking that white devil shit.
I think they'd be liking that shit. The newcomers.
No, but he's saying as far as like a I guess, person who logics it out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, anybody with a logical
mind.
What
this got to do with Allah?
Right. Right, exactly. And it's like, okay.
This sounds like just a hate story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, haters.
A lot of hate going on right now. Like, at first I was like, haters. Yes, you know, build yourself up. You got worth and value. And then it's like, okay, but on this other side of the coin, hate. Like for me as a Dodger fan, that was how I was introduced to being a Dodger fan. The first thing that I was told by my uncle is like, the first thing you need to know about being a Dodger fan is that we hate the Giants. And I was like, well, damn, that's interesting.
Did you hate it when y'all were in Brooklyn?
Yes, that's how it started. Like, that hate comes from the East Coast, right?
Okay.
It started out there, and then it came out to fucking, they were the only two in the West Coast, and it just continued. Like, we just don't fuck with these niggas. Like, we didn't like them in New York, and they followed us out here trying to be our little bitch, and now we don't like them still. Okay. And it's still the same way. I don't fuck with Giant fans or Giants. Fuck them.
Oh, okay.
Who are? But like that's my thing with trust. Like, I feel like now, like, I think I'm glad I'm out the game. I mean,
you're not out the game, are you?
He is.
Yeah, I'm out the game.
You married?
He's on
I'm on the sideline.
Did you propose overseas?
Not yet.
Okay, so I mean, were you out the game? You still seem like you're pretty much in the game.
I mean, I ain't getting no minutes. You know, I'm Andre Iguodala. You know, like, I'm on the bench.
He sit on the bench.
No, Andre Iguodala out the game.
I'm Udonis Haslam.
But see, all it takes is one good dream to come to reality, and then you back in the game. So again,
But I don't think
sometimes
that's
you get thrown back in the game, and you didn't plan on being there.
Yeah. Nobody thinks that's going to happen.
So is she out the game too?
Yeah.
Do you know this? Do we need to call her?
Nah, I know this.
Listen, everybody's out of the game until they
ain't. We can spoof our number.
So we can spoof her.
And we'll ask her.
I understand your point, J-Mac, because especially you come from that shit. You know, so you taught me an important lesson. That's the problem with trust I'm starting to have. Like, I feel like after that dream, I prepared myself for that shit to happen. So if it happens, I feel like I'll be like, okay. Like, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to have my moments. But, like, the how angry I was in the dream, I don't think that anger will come out now. I feel like this dream prepared me to be able to deal with that pain if it does come.
That's a very optimistic way of looking at it.
This dude is really, I mean, Captain Optimo. This nigga is, he's so, got but a very
that's
optimistic
that's how I feel now. Like, after a couple of days after, I'm like, yo, she really do this shit? This is how you got to take it? Like, it's like, you know, like, her loss, like, you know, like, you
that's
can
like
fuck
hella bitches
fire, after
right?
that. Like, I got a whole game plan if some shit like
right.
that happens.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to drop and roll until that ass hit, that fire hit your ass, and then you just scream. Yep. Right? Like, and it's like, this is the worst pain ever. Like, fuck all of that. Like, I thought it would be real cool. I could just roll around in the dirt and be cool. I might have just a few burns. Nah, nigga, you can't ever prepare for that.
Then they used to give spies cyanide pills.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
They had to cyanide her ass.
In the spaghetti mixed.
but I feel like nowadays, man, because I just, like, you be on Twitter now, you be seeing, yeah. you see what they be requiring now. So it's like, how do you even get to the point to build that credit up nowadays? Because I feel like nowadays, you got to come with the full credit. You got to come with an 800 credit score off rip.
Who got to come?
That's what they want.
This who has an 800 credit score that you, I mean, how many people you know walking around with 800 credit
score? I don't know
a couple.
I know some 720s.
I think you set yourself up for failure. I don't think you got to come with 800.
Some
720s. Like, you finna get fucked over,
some
bro.
750s, you know?
I don't think there are that many 800s out there. I think that a lot of people say this and that, but I don't think truly there are that many 800s out there.
That's why they say great credit is like 721 plus.
Yeah. Because you still got some debt, nigga. There's no way you got an 800. You're still paying that mortgage. So,
and 800 is not, you know, as you'll see, though, when you're building credit, like, for real, 800 is not just about not having anything charged. You got to have a certain amount of accounts open.
Yep. Right.
You got to
have something on them.
They have to be diversified. It can't just be like a car loan. It's got to be like 5 credit cards, a car loan, maybe 2 car loans, a mortgage,
a
personal loan.
Right.
You have to have stock. Like, you have to have so much stuff in place
for that
to get that. So I don't think most people have the ability to get 800. They say, oh, my credit is great, but their great credit is 720, which is not bad credit at all.
Yeah, you can get everything with 720.
Yeah, 720, you get everything.
Hey, can we take a shot? Yeah. All right, let's take a shot real quick.
Take a shot, shit.
All right. And since, you know,
death and taxes?
No.
I was gonna say capitalism.
No. It's not. So what? Stop being a baby. And this is to me, because when this show come out, it's gonna be my birthday.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
happy birthday to J Mac.
Yeah.
You like 60, 10?
Something like that.
Nice.
Seasoned.
Happy birthday, man.
Like that cast iron. That cast iron skillet that's, you know, you didn't have for a while, that's really, really good.
We got to grease you up,
dude. It's seasoned is what it's called. That's what they call it, seasoned. I'm seasoned.
We got to grease you up. Do you want us to sing you happy birthday? Are we good?
No, we good on that. Yeah, I don't need all that.
I was going to let French sing it because, you know, he's the singer of the crew.
Oh, no, you don't want.
No, bro. We've heard you sing it in rap many times.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I'm not.
That's facts. that's a good point there. You're right.
That's why, you know, I'm not. So how would you, are you single?
I'm in the woods right now.
How would you?
whoa! What does that mean?
What does that mean?
She ain't listening.
That means I'm separated and pending divorce. That's what it means.
Okay. Single in the motherfucker.
How would you approach the dating scene now?
How would I approach the dating scene now?
And let's say she's 28. Let's say she might.
Do you want to have this conversation right now on this podcast?
Yeah, like real quick.
How are you sure that he's ready to have this talk in public right now?
I feel like
it's really easy. Honestly, I don't know. Really the whole thing.
I feel like men 50 to 30, 35 to 50 recently divorced, prime. Like you can go in, you can do whatever.
I mean, you can, sure. Yeah. But to be honest, like, that's not even on my mindset right now.
But the thing about it is the effort again, right? Like, who am I? As a bank, right? Do I want to start giving out credit again? Do I start wanting to fucking having lenders
absolutely
default?
Absolutely. The bank gives credit to as many people as they can get credit to. You know why? Because there's always a benefit to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at it that same way. Like, I'm gonna start handing out credit. Now, it may be a bunch of secure loans.
Right.
But we got to make our money some kind of way.
I feel you on that one.
And it's not just relationships. It's just trusting people, period.
Period.
And I think we've talked about trust before, and I said that I give people enough trust that they deserve.
Yeah.
And I trust everybody to a certain level.
Mm-hmm. Because before I was ever married or in a relationship and had PTSD with those trust issues, it was my best friend that fucking did me dirty and caused me to have trust issues.
I'm sure if we get a therapist in here, we can go back to your mom or dad or something.
Mm, no, I think they was pretty.
No, he said that was his homie.
Yeah, nah, yeah, it was like more than homie.
What about Jesus? Jesus ever disappoint you?
No, Jesus has been solid.
What about Allah?
Him too. Like, I think they're one and the same. They just, it's just like different hoods. Like, wherever they, like, in one hood, he's Allah, the other hood, he's Jesus.
Well, no.
Reminded me of black Jesus.
Jesus would be the son of Allah, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Second series.
It's okay if your religion ain't on point.
No, it ain't. It's everywhere. You know what I mean? Because, again, religion itself is
fake.
Bleh.
Oh, I thought you said, going to say fake.
Bleh. I was just going to say blue.
Let's say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Fake. Bleh. Oh, you said blue again. I thought you were going to say fake.
All right. Let me ask you this, man, because I'm kind of, you already know, we can go ahead and get the caboose fired up, the engine, the whole train, because I know it's going to be that type of situation as we fuck around. It's time, right, to stop supporting black people just because they're black, right? Just because being black, right? We can't do this no more. I know we talked about, like, your workers and all of that stuff that you've had, but I'm just talking about, like, so, like, famous people. Like, we support Oprah because we want, you know, that's ours, right? Like, we supported fucking OJ knowing he killed fucking Nicole and Ron.
The glove didn't fit, bro.
Bruh.
He must have quit. The blood,
he
blood
fucking didn't take his medicine, his rheumatoid medicine, to swell up his hand, bro. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. No, they was just trying way too hard to put that nigga in jail.
Right, He did it.
They should just let it play out.
Right. Nobody needed
it. It was sloppy enough. They should just let it play out.
Just let it go, man. But nah, you want to make sure you catch him. But anyways.
But I think that's why black people were happy about that, though. Because
we finally got away with one, right?
They keep, you know, trying to put us in jail, like setting niggas up and shit like that. And it's like, we all know this nigga did it.
Right.
And he got off through their system because they did too much.
Yeah, I get it. But when does this support, you know, become a hindrance, right? Like, I think... It is, right? It's already here now. So I'm going to play something, right? Because you guys know that I talked about a few weeks back being a Swiftie, right?
Mm-hmm. No, what's that?
Taylor Swift fan.
Did you get the jersey yet?
Not yet.
That's what y'all are called, Swifties?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
He literally called himself a Swiftie on the show.
I didn't know what that shit meant when he said it. I just let it go by because I thought...
Because again, for me...
Good karaoke, man.
It's not even about the music, right? It was about her acts, right? Her actions, right? Like you talked about how she stood up for fucking streamers and fucking, you know, made fucking Apple and everybody else pay motherfuckers what their value was. Yeah. My thing was that... She gave $55 million for everybody that was working on her damn, you know, it totaled to $55 million, working on her concerts.
Yeah. Whether everybody made an extra $100K.
It was like $100K, right?
Right, $100K. And a handwritten note.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that is kind of player.
One handwritten note photocopied.
No, bro. I guess you could say that, but I don't know, right?
Maybe.
So I'm going to play something here, right? And this is kind of, so I'm going to read before I play it. So, well, I'll play it and then read it. That's probably better. So let me do it this way. Okay, so here we go.
Taylor, this is the greatest live concert I've ever seen in my life.
The only person you can compare Taylor Swift to is Michael Jackson.
There's nobody else.
You're doing a disservice to any other artist if you compare Taylor Swift to that. I'm being honest with you.
It is the most amazing live concert I've ever seen.
And you've seen Beyonce.
Son, I've seen Beyonce. And this is going to hurt feelings here, but you're doing a disservice to Beyonce to compare her to Taylor Swift. Because Taylor is in another galaxy.
I was a Taylor hater. I'm going there because my wife wants to go. I've been making fun of this girl for a decade. And within one song, I'm standing up.
That's what I'm saying. She makes good karaoke.
Such a phony. I went in there not thinking I was going to be blown away, and it was spectacular. I hate we have to compare him. It's unfair to Beyonce. The only person you can compare Taylor to is Michael Jackson. If you talk about hits, I don't want to do this, but we could do it. You can't tell me Beyonce has the same amount of hits, no features, as Taylor.
No, she does.
Take away the features, you can't even name them.
Wait, are you talking about no Destiny's Child?
No Destiny's Child, no Jay-Z, no Sean DePaul.
Oh, you mean with nobody?
No features! What I hate is that y'all even bring Beyonce into it. Y'all need to just compare Taylor Swift and Michael Jackson, and it's close. We do not want to have the conversation of writing their own songs, and that's what makes a great artist. We're not talking about the greatest performer of all time.
There's no way Taylor writes all of them. Michael Jackson didn't even write his own
music. That's what I'm trying to say. If we want to have the conversation of greatest artists of all time, and I know that we don't want to have this conversation, it's Taylor.
You saw Taylor?
So he's saying Taylor's, like, not necessarily a better performer than Beyonce, but just impact.
Yeah,
I think okay. Taylor got a bigger.
Well, hold
reach.
On though. So my point though is, so this was in a tweet, right? And so the tweet was this: I'm starting to finally understand why a lot of white people flock to Taylor. She's no way better than Beyonce.
I'm sorry, that's a lie already. Yeah. She's no way better than Beyonce. Go ahead. I'm
right.
sorry.
She's no way better than Beyonce, which they know. So they praise her mediocrity and song, quote unquote, songwriting ability. So they don't have to give the rightful praise to the clearly better black woman.
So the black woman is not clearly better in the situation. And the fact that they would use the word mediocrity and Taylor Swift in the same sentence already shows that they're dumbasses.
Yeah, no, Taylor Swift can't do the dance move that Beyonce do, but her...
She don't dance at all.
But her reach is 10 times bigger than Beyonce.
And she writes her music. Beyonce doesn't write shit.
Well, I'm just talking about... I don't even know about all that.
Taylor Swift created a genre of music.
Taylor's reach is ridiculous.
She created this whole
pop
country thing that people are doing now.
I feel like I was already around, but I think she popularized
it. She made it known, I'll put it that way. I don't listen to country music like that, so there's somebody else
might have
done it first.
She made it known to black people. That's been around. So.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I always thought Taylor's genius was like... karaoke music. Like, anybody can just pick it up and have a good time playing a Taylor Swift song.
That's a popular thing, though.
But I'm saying, once you can do that, like, I can't just go and sing Halo, but I can go up there and so I know you. Well, I can go do that in a karaoke.
What is that again?
It's all weird to me, though.
I know you were trouble when you walked in. I could go do that, but I'm not about to go, if I were a boy. And I'm saying because of her reach, that's why I think she's more popular.
Here's the big problem. First of all, Beyonce isn't even the biggest hit maker. Rihanna is.
Right.
Rihanna's better than Beyonce when it comes to hits. So you can't give Beyonce that. Her performance is amazing.
Yes. Beyonce kills the performance.
But if you then break, if you look at all the elements, right? So Taylor Swift, all elements of Taylor Swift, all elements of Beyonce. Beyonce's not hitting as many as Taylor Swift is, just period. So when they say a word like mediocrity, I've already tuned you out. You're ridiculous.
Yeah.
To say that Taylor Swift is mediocre.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? She's a one percenter of musicians, of artists.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She is the 1%
of all time.
She re-recorded
her 1989 album.
She's re-recording all of them because...
And then she sold just as many copies.
Because they weren't giving her money.
She can spit on a track and that shit's going to sell. You know
what
I'm saying?
She's like the female... It's like her and Drake.
Nah, but see, Pac, that's the you're part of that same problem that he is.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, because...
I give her credit, but
I'm not
a fan.
No, but not really. You say she could spit on a record and people would... No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't. That's
you're
not...
You trying to tell me she'd come out with a rap song and that shit ain't going to blow up?
No. They're going to laugh and they think it's a joke. Yeah.
They will give her a credit. They'll be like, oh, it's Taylor Swift, though. That's like Beyonce rapping.
That's the same thing as saying she's mediocre. That's the same. To me, that's the same thing as saying she's mediocre. She's a serious artist who needs to be taken seriously, and she is a one percenter of all time of artists. So is Beyonce now. Don't get me wrong. Beyonce is also. Taylor Swift is a one percenter. And to say mediocre or that she could spit on a record, that's not fair, because she's not spitting on records. She's taking herself seriously.
Yeah. And if they want to bring race into it, the only factor race plays, because Taylor Swift is just this regular looking white girl, she can, in America, she can definitely appease the American crowd way better than Beyonce could ever do, because Beyonce is black.
So
I guess that's the only race factor you could put in.
So nigga ended up saying this, like, I'm muting this because her fan base is acting dense. And in the quotes and comments. However, it's been scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven.
Here we go.
They had hypotheses.
This is the black same guy people, that said mediocre, too.
Yeah.
So.
That black people, especially women, have to work twice as hard to receive a fraction of the recognition that their white counterparts receive. Not my opinion, but facts.
But Beyonce is getting all the recognition. She's selling out stadiums, just like
people
Taylor.
The people to say she's that Beyonce is not getting the recognition
she
deserves.
She's selling
deserves
out stadiums just like Taylor.
Here's the problem with Beyonce right now. And it has been this for probably a decade now.
Problem?
For the problem with Beyonce has been happening for a decade now. She makes songs for black gay dudes. And that's who her major fan base is. And you cannot win with that.
Yeah.
You don't think black women is her major fan base?
No.
No, they're second.
You think there's more?
Yes.
No, you're missing the point.
Yes.
You're totally granular. What I'm talking about is when you think of a Beyonce fan, you don't think of a woman. Stop
it. You think of the Beehive as gay dudes.
You think of a gay dude who's going to do all the little dances.
I be thinking of black girls.
No, you don't. No, you don't. That's why black niggas ain't fucking with Beyonce, because we're not associating with that shit.
Yep.
If it was women, we'd be cool with it.
Yep. Right.
Women like Rihanna, we fuck with Rihanna. Black dudes
women
don't
do
fuck
like Rihanna.
With,
I can see what
black
you're saying.
Black dudes don't fuck with Beyonce because of all the gay shit surrounding the Beehive thing. And you look at anybody. That dude's probably gay as fuck.
Listen, he probably is. Listen, and then he goes, I also never said that she wasn't talented. I just know that nobody sitting through a Beyonce concert and a Taylor Swift concert and wholeheartedly believing that Taylor's concert was better. And so...
That's an opinion?
Yeah, that's an opinion. There's plenty of people
honestly,
that would think that.
I don't really even like Beyonce music so much because here's what I know about Beyonce music. That shit was a hit before Beyonce even heard it.
Right.
It's not her. She's right. Just redoing it. All those reference tracks, if they ever let them out, like when Neo did it on the radio that day.
Right.
That to the left. He's like, oh, I wrote that song. Because she was out there pumping it up like that was, she wrote it and it was her words. Neo wrote the entire song. Beyonce didn't even write one word in the bitch.
Right.
And he sang the motherfucker and he played his reference version. Not that it sounded better or worse. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is that it's not even her. She's a shell. Yeah. All those dance moves somebody else taught her. It's not like she invented those dance moves. Go look at Bob Fosse and all those other things not Bob Fosse, that was Michael Jackson. But like that, put a ring on a dance. That's a whole routine that was already out there in the 50s. It's white women doing it.
Right.
All they got is that nigga. That nigga talking about black girl, white girl. White women made that whole dance routine.
Yep.
All they got to do is watch how Beyonce talks about Taylor.
This is the thing too.
She puts her head down for Taylor.
So this is my thing. Is like when, what's his name, Bruce, the boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
Like this dude's concerts were legendary, right?
Yeah.
But you know why? Because he did his whole catalog, right? Like he's gonna come there, and you're gonna get 3 hours, right? Of nonstop. It ain't like you're gonna get shorter.
Yeah, openers.
He's gonna run through all of his shit, and you're gonna all the hits. You know what I mean? That you want to hear, you're gonna hear. Like you ever been to a concert? And you like, oh, I wish they played that.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wish I did that.
Yep.
That don't happen at a Taylor Swift concert or a fucking Bruce Springsteen concert.
Is it the same thing with like Prince and Michael Jackson in the sense like people say Prince is a better performer because he was playing the piano, he was playing all these instruments, he can do all that.
Nobody said that.
No, yeah. My bad. Yeah. Michael Jackson's a better performer because he was dancing and all that, but people would say Prince is the better musician because he plays all these instruments.
And he wrote, is it that same battle
are we having because Beyonce got songwriters? Because Beyonce, I think performance-wise, Beyonce's lapping Taylor.
Yeah.
No, and there's people that will say the opposite. That's exactly right. Right, Pac. You can't say that. In your opinion, you like people dancing. Some people don't want to go watch somebody dance.
Oh, okay.
They want to see somebody connect to the audience with just them and their guitar or whatever.
Yep.
And
Ed Sheeran can do that.
Yep.
Yo, Ed Sheeran, him and a guitar...
Unplugged. It was a whole thing, right?
Yep. Here's
MTV,
the thing, right?
New York.
Here's the thing. Here's how you know a real artist, right? Fuck the stadium. Fuck the huge crowd. Put them in a little dive bar where they're close to the audience and just put them on stage and see can Beyonce do that show at a dive bar?
Nah, she can't.
Even if she's doing her dancing her ass
off. She can't.
She's up there just fucking flipping.
Don't even fit that theme, but a couple Taylor joints can fit that theme.
So then what I'm saying is, though, the music, like you said it too, French.
Karaoke.
It's the reach. No, not karaoke. That's, again, disrespectful to me. The reach of what her music does is a different kind of reach. If you're not gay or a woman or... there's only a few things that Beyonce's music fits into.
Black women, gay dudes. That's it.
There's limitations to it, right? Whereas, like, okay,
if, well, you're right, because I'll play
put a ring on it. What culture does put a ring on it work for other than
us,
ignorant ass women,
right?
That don't have anything
angry,
to bring to
right.
the table,
angry
so they
trying
to force you to bring a like. Listen to the way they characterize men, the way they characterize relationships.
You know what's crazy? And I feel like Beyonce wasn't even trying to make her fan base that. I think it just happened.
Doesn't matter. It is.
Right. It's just who you resonate with.
Well, I mean, exactly. It's who you resonate with.
Because I think
with.
She,
to the
she
songs,
tries
listen
to really
topics.
Make it for black women.
Nah,
but I think,
listen to them songs,
listen
man.
To the songs.
Come on,
listen
man.
To the topics, bro.
Some of those songs are fruity, 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 man. Get out of here. Those are not songs for dudes to be riding around playing.
Nope, not at all.
Nah. But Rihanna,
not
you
ever.
Can, though. That's the funny thing. You really can pump a Rihanna album as a dude.
And when you're listening to the song, you're visioning her doing whatever, and that's okay. It somehow just clicks.
Right.
It feels more hip-hop. It feels more, I don't
something.
Know, open.
Right.
Like,
nah.
Yeah, but Beyonce, I always feel like, oh, she trying to call me gay? Like, why? Did she just call me gay? Like, when I listen to her music, that's what I think. Did that bitch just call me gay?
That goes back to my earlier point, too. Like, when I talked about how things influence how, like, the dating world works now and shit like that. You got bitches coming up listening to that shit.
And she's lying.
No,
and she's lying, Pac.
She's been got a man.
Oh, look. Like,
Pac,
I get
lying,
that.
Too.
I get
she's
that.
Not even telling the truth.
Her man cheating.
And that's
still
what I mean. And that's exactly what I was saying when I'm saying, like, you know, how people just take all this shit and they take it to heart and they, like, act it out type
shit.
I
remember
I mean?
They were so mad at Jay-Z for cheating.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because they said the same thing about you talk about lying. They just said someone I saw a post about Snoop Dogg. It was like, I just found out this nigga been married for like 30-something years, you know, to the
where
same woman.
Shit.
No, 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 no. But
yeah, since high school.
But again, though, if you listen to his music, it don't sound like that. You know what I mean? It don't
no,
sound
like just, Dr. Dre said that shit years ago.
What about him coaching kids sports? Like, right. he's not necessarily who he depicts in his music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And but if you don't know that and you grow up and you be like, fuck a bitch. You know, man, I don't need no bitch. And then you're like, wait a minute. You only got one bride? Like you love her? You've been married for how long? Like, goddamn. Okay.
And he credits Master P and Arthur Stewart for like revolutionizing his whole shit. He like Master P taught me the game and or some shit he said. Master P took me to school and
taught him the
Martha
business.
Stewart took me to some, I don't know, but
right.
made it real in real life or something.
Yeah,
but,
that makes sense.
He got an ice cream brand yeah, with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he got a cereal brand with Master P.
Yeah, because when him, I mean, Master P saved his ass from Death Row, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, like that was, that's yep. a, that Cold album wasn't, is a low key album, but that was the one that transitioned out of Death Row.
Yeah, but he's.
Martha Stewart did the, hooked him up with the 19 Crimes thing too.
Yeah.
The Cali Red he got.
Yeah. Oh, that one, he's a wine maker now. You know what I mean? Like, so this nigga got orchard. I mean, not vineyards.
He got vineyards, Corona.
Yeah, all of that
Death
shit.
Death Row now? He got Death Row.
Yeah, he owns Death Row. That's right.
That's crazy as fuck.
He owns the catalog.
I mean, he like, I'm painting this bitch blue now. Fuck yeah. when I couldn't have a voice when Suge was out. Like,
so that
fuck
means he
that.
Got the Pac album too?
No. Pac, his mom.
His mom got all his shit.
Tupac wasn't actually signed to Death Row. It was like a loner.
Yeah, he just got that bailout
money. I think he was signed to like Epic or something. I can't remember who he was signed to, but Death Row was like a...
It was Interscope, wasn't it?
Interscope? Maybe it was Interscope.
Yeah, I think it was Interscope.
Yeah, maybe it was Interscope. But I know that he wasn't officially signed to Death Row. It was like some
He
little,
just owed
it was,
him.
It was some like little handshake.
Management
it was,
deal.
There was paperwork on it, but it wasn't like... It wasn't official. So that's
because
why
he got him out of jail. He
some
paid
of those
his bond.
Some of those Suge things about he killed Pac, that's why it kind of falls apart. Because like he wasn't even signed to you, really.
Yeah, he wasn't...
But I think, you know, like, I think that was the thing, right? You got some, I think probably this is my thinking on that, is that Suge was like, okay, you're not, but I'm going to get you to. And then when he realized that he wasn't going to be able to get him to, he's like, no, I'm only contracted for, you know, 2 albums or 3 albums, whatever the fuck it is. And when it's up, man, nigga, I'm out. And he's like, maybe not.
Didn't he owe him something, though? Because Pac was writing hella, like, songs all the time because he wanted to hear him and get the albums done that he owed him or something
right.
like that.
That's what I'm saying, because he bailed him out. I didn't even know, because so Pac was doing time. He was in prison doing time. I didn't know you could get bailed out of prison. I thought you could get bailed out of county.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get bailed out of prison.
Yeah. Well, that new Keith D shit is going on. They're trying to.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, right. They about to prosecute Keith D on old shit because he said something on the DJ Vlad interview. And they're trying to hit Puffy up, I think, on it.
You can't. You gotta be better than
Yo,
that.
Vlad,
you really
you
do.
Everybody.
Like, niggas ain't learned yet.
Yeah.
And Vlad, like, is in front of you with the camera on.
Right.
Man.
Why
you
would you?
See.
You already know how many people he done set up. Like, come on, stop talking to this nigga. All right. Hey, let me ask you guys a question because I think you all are pretty good dudes, right? Like, that's why I fuck with all y'all. Y'all all are pretty good dudes, man. But what kind of heart do you got, though? Like, where's your heart at? You know what I
mean? Like, how many revolutions per minute?
No. In regards to like lesser than, like, so just as an example, when we were coming up here, we parked over at the Publix and there was a family. And you saw them, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they're there a lot. Right there. So, if not, there's Publix here and then, yeah, there's that black bank that's right there. Mm-hmm. They're on the curb of that black bank. Yeah. They sit there every day.
The same
with the
family?
Kids?
With the kids every day.
Oh, damn.
You gave money?
That makes it even worse.
You gave them money?
We were talking about that shit, though.
I already told you. You bring your kids out, you get nothing from me.
Yeah.
Because that's a problem. Because, again, now you're
So a nigga got to get a babysitter to go beg?
You, man, listen. Right? I got kids on the motherfucking list. Like, you better... Where you... Like, fuck all of that. Yes, you got to do something. Because it's the dude, right? And I saw the girl in the damn cart.
My problem was he was an able-bodied man.
That's what I was saying.
If you're an able-bodied man, I can't give you the money.
He didn't look like he had major ailments. He looked like he was able to move.
How do you see mental? How
do
you see mental illness? How can you see that?
I don't know.
Mental illness, you can't keep a job.
It looked like he had mental illness because he's sitting on the fucking curb with his kids
every day.
Like, I mean, that's not.
I would find a new curb though. I would rotate.
Maybe that's the one.
You probably get money on that curb.
Maybe that's the one.
every day.
He right by the bank and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you ain't got no money, bro.
I see you leaving the ATM.
He right by the ATM.
There's a bank right there.
Wait, you only making deposits? Like, come on, man. I know you. Like, somebody making draws.
He like, that ain't my bank. It's a Chase one right there. It's a Wells Fargo right there. Publix got their own.
Publix do cash back.
Publix do cash
back. Publix is free. Yeah, Publix is free.
You know, you right.
Get that Presto.
You probably making hella bread.
But I already said, though, man, like, if you bring out, it's like exploitation, right? Like, to me, it's like you're exploiting the kids for your gain. And sure, you maybe their gain too, but at the fact of the matter is, I also feel like you're, you know, like Pac said when we watch it, he's like, well, maybe he grew up like that. Maybe he saw his dad begging, and now, therefore, he's into doing this with his kids. But I feel like if your kids see you out there just taking, you know, handouts, what does that prop them up for any kind of success in life? Yeah. Like, you gotta hide that shit from them.
They either gonna be beggars or finessers.
Yep.
Like, you gotta not let them see that part of you. Like, if you're gonna be a fuck up, if you don't shoot heroin up in front of your kids. Like, if you wanna do your heroin, take your ass in a room and lock yourself in there and I'm not, daddy or mommy ain't feeling well, but you don't fucking just shoot up right in front of them. That's fucked up.
Yeah, so you asked us about our heart. Like, are we giving them money?
No. So again, it's a little bit different than them, because I don't know. I felt like they might have a place to go. I'm talking about homeless people.
Okay.
If you had, because there's this thing where I was reading an article where there's this homeless couple that's been homeless for 10 plus years, over a decade, and they circle a two-block radius. You know, anytime they move them, they move somewhere else, but they don't go too far. Mm-hmm. And the people are like, listen, enough is enough. Like, we can't do this no more. Like, I can't have people over. You know what I mean? I can't have company over because they got their fucking, you know, fucking fort set up in front of my house and all of this. Like, so my question is, if you had squatters or homeless people posted up on your property, mm-hmm. what do you do?
How much I'm paying property tax?
Fuck, what the fuck? What does that mean? You gonna charge them tax?
Are you saying in front of my shit on public property on my shit?
Front, on, whatever.
But on the sidewalk, no. Or right. Actually on your drive?
That's what I'm saying. On
the sidewalk.
Public property or my property?
If it's on the sidewalk, you can't do
sidewalk,
shit.
Or if it, say you got property, right, and they're just off into the little corner in their little, like, you know, they got a tent or whatever.
I mean, I'll give them some food, but
like I'm thinking about my house. Is it in front of my house on the street, or is it like in my yard?
No, it's not in your yard. It's not obstructing
you. Like if you got friends coming over, they're going to see them before they get to your crib. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, and it's not affecting you per se. It's not like they're right at your front door.
Visually,
you open
it
them.
Is,
yeah.
But not
right.
Physically.
Not physically. And you open your door. It's not like you trip over them, you know, leaving the house and shit. But they're down at the curb, right? You know, you back out, you might see them niggas, and, you know, you see that shit when you come home.
Is it just them, or is it a group?
It's just them.
If it's just
one,
them,
it's just one. It's just
if it's
one,
just them, as of at first, I would try to get know them, see what I can do to help them to get out.
The problem
situation.
They're saying there's a language barrier. They don't speak English.
Oh. Well, we'll find a translator.
What so
they,
what are you doing?
What do they speak?
Probably Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
That said so much.
But if it's the probability.
That's racist.
Probably Spanish.
If we're doing probability.
Why don't you just say probably Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they could come from Ecuador. Like all I'm saying is probability, it's somebody that probably speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay, good.
So
good
hitting them? Are you hitting them, like, are you going to make them get up off your shit? Like, you spraying them with the water?
No, I won't do all that. First, I'm going to actually be friendly. I'm going to, like, figure out if I could even get them a fucking part-time job at home. Somewhere.
Part-time job? What? You going to let them use your address as the...
No, I was about to say,
you finna be co-signing for niggas
box.
That sound no, like,
I just,
too. Like,
I would want to see, like, again, if they're able bodies, I'm going to see, like, what's going on. Did you just... If you don't speak the language, did you just cross? What's going on? Why are you here? And then from there, I decide how good my heart is. If it's just a nigga that was a criminal and can't get a place to stay because he got a criminal background, I want to get him the fuck out. But if he's a nigga that just crossed and trying to get his feet right.
That's too much work, man. I got to get to know you. Hey. You going to tell me the truth?
B,
are you lying to me?
Look, B,
did you have a history
they
of
gonna,
crime?
They going to be knocking on this nigga door with a rental application talking about, can you co-sign on this for me?
No, I ain't going to co-sign shit.
Like, yeah, the job said they'll bring me on, man, but I got to have official address. Can I use your name as my official address?
Anytime mailbox will give you a P.O. box.
You going to pay for it?
Nah. For 7 days free. They just got to use it for 7 days.
That's actually a good question, Reg. I'm sitting here thinking, like,
no, that's why
what
I would if it's
do?
Just one. Because if it's just one, I'm going to try to take care of that one and get them out real quick. Because when
have you ever seen
I'm
going to
just let you know,
person?
Though. That's what, but I'm going to let you know, though, your method ain't going to work. Yeah, because your method,
because they want to stay homeless,
they
right?
No, they gonna keep coming around because you giving them shit, hooking them up with shit.
But if they got some shit, if they finally got some shit, they don't need me no more.
Yeah, there's a mindset though, bro. There's mindset behind that.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's somebody that really just crossed the border and then they just can't get their feet right because they crossed the border, I think we can help them. But if it's somebody that just was a drug addict and just fuck up their life, it's a no help case. That's what I want to know.
They want help, they can get help. So that's not the problem. If they're deciding that they're going to permanently reside in front of my house.
Yeah, you said 10 years, right?
Yeah, but they on the block. So they make them, people make a move, right? But then they just go right down and it's in front of somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's kind of a pattern, right? You know what I mean? They only go a 2-block radius over a decade, my nigga. So, again, they've been in your house, in front of your house, many a time. Mm-hmm.
So us neighbors got to wait. We got to split, like, 6 months is with us, 6 months is in the other block. What can you legally do?
It's weird because when I read shit like this, right, I'm like, oh, I want to do, you know, right, you know, and be that person that fucking helps out. But then when I see it in real life, I'd be like, not over my. I'm squirting the hose over the fence. Like that's not right.
Well, if you have a fence and they're on the outside of the fence, it doesn't bother you at all.
It's still in front of your property. It's still an eyesore.
If you have a privacy fence,
nigga, in the front though, like or on the side. So when I've seen the privacy fence, it's on the side of the fence, right on the curb. And these motherfuckers have made makeshift fucking tents out of shopping carts and fucking old mattresses. Motherfuckers got couches and shit. So they're bringing trash, first off,
yeah,
and junk all on the fucking side of my house.
Right.
And now, not to mention, their fucking hours of operation, at least from what I see, are fucking 24-7. Like, they don't go to sleep damn near when I go to sleep. Like, it'd be different if, like, we all went to bed at a certain time. But now, again, this is one person. When I've seen it, it's a cluster of homeless people. And right. It doesn't stop. And I'm like, there's no way y'all gonna be fucking congregating, loud, drinking, and doing fucking homeless shit on the side of my house
right.
when I'm fucking trying to go to sleep.
So I look at it like this. A house is a business investment. Even though it's a business investment for your family, it still is a business investment. Anything that brings down the value of that house, you have to figure out a way to get rid of. My curb appeal, I know that's a horrible word when we're talking about somebody being homeless, because who gives a fuck about curb appeal? Well, I do, because my family business venture is being attacked right now. You're making my value of my property lower than what it should be, and it has to stop.
Yeah, so, I mean, what lengths do you go to make it? Like, because, yeah, again, they shoo them off, and then they come back.
And then you, because they are in the sidewalk, you can't, like, kick them out.
Well, you can. You can call
it public.
Yeah, but they can't. But loitering, or that's illegal in most places.
Yep.
So you just have to just call the police. I know that sucks, but, you know, just call the police. The thing everybody hates, call the police, because the police are going to kill a black person.
So what are the people in San Francisco doing? Because I see
this
that
is, I think this is
that's
this
different,
was
though, right? Because that's like under like highways and and in parking lots and stuff, right? They don't go to people's house, do they?
No, not in the Bay Area. When I've seen them, you know, they'll.
But they be in, like, neighborhoods where the houses are right there, too, though.
Well, they'll be in also in, like, you know, business areas, you know, pushing their carts and shit and asking for money or whatnot. But it's you know, like, I grew up and I've heard of Skid Row. Like, that was, like, a fictional place. It's an actual real place. I didn't know.
But it's not in a neighborhood. It's in business area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, under, you know, whatever. Like, we was coming here on 20, and right where 20 and 85 or
all the little underpasses. Yeah,
this nigga had
stuff everywhere.
This tent was laid though. I ain't never owned a tent this good. Right. I mean, this tent had rooms.
Would you trade him?
No,
because you sound excited.
No, so I mean, listen, I would.
Put
if
it
I
in perspective.
Would, I would. So
if I had my little one room tent, I would trade with him.
No, that ain't what I asked.
They had like a three room tent.
He
or
was
some
acting
shit.
Like he was acting like
TV,
it was
the
good stuff.
Wi-Fi.
Hey, he might have. Who knows?
All you need is a fry cooker.
No, and listen, the homeless be having cell phones and shit. I'd be like, come on, man. Like, listen. And
that cracked me up the first time I saw that shit.
And again, the kids part fucks me up. I don't do that. And then also the dog animal part. Like, you can't, if you can't,
And yeah, you're gonna need a dog. Boy.
Nah,
you don't need a
companion. Whatever. Then listen. You taking on extra responsibilities and asking me to help you?
Dog can eat one meal a day.
Nah, man. And that's fucking. I'm gonna call PETA on your ass. I don't even fuck with PETA. But your ass fucking starving this dog because
you
want a friend.
So you don't care if he only gets one meal a day? But how dare that dog get one meal a day?
I'm just saying, like, how do you bring a dog into your fucking bummy ass world? Like,
the dog don't even know. The dog thinks he's in his element.
What if the dog was stray? He's like, oh man, you don't gotta be out here by yourself, man. Come on, hang with me.
Usually, I feel like most
isn't that how that would normally happen?
Yeah, oh, you don't get a
or what if he got put out of his house and he had a dog? He's supposed to just let the dog die in the woods from a wolf?
Listen. And then the dog protects you at night?
Listen.
You're an asshole.
Honestly, I feel you. I don't know if I agree
with the dog. If I'm homeless,
thing,
I think I would want a dog.
We know how big or small your heart is.
Right. That's why I'm asking because emotional support, I get it.
Yeah, I would need a fucking dog.
But you better be able to pay for that emotional support. Asking me.
Some leftover chicken wings, he's good.
I'm about to say a dog is probably more accustomed to that life than we are anyway, to be honest.
You think he's learning from the dog? The dog is teaching him? Is that what's going on?
Who knows? Shit.
Is that what's happening?
Why do you want to invest this much? You got to know all the details, as opposed to the fact that, hey, this dude's on hard times, but you can't be hard right here. You're going to have to find another block because you're bringing my property value down. That sounds snobby. I know. It sounds bougie. I get it.
But it's real, though.
But this is a business investment for me. This is not just a place where we live. This is something that we're trying to gather value for, so that when we pass it on to our ancestors, they can, you know, start out with a little bit of a head start compared to where, you know, I started out. That's the idea. So you're fucking that up.
And for me, it goes back to the trust thing. You know, I don't trust you. I mean, you're a fucking homeless person. Obviously, you got to get it however you get it. That could turn on me in a fucking heartbeat.
Yep.
Like, you can't be that, I don't want to be that adjacent to somebody as desperate as a homeless person. You know what I mean? Like, and that may sound bad again, because again, but in the reality, I'm not that person. So for instance, the other day I was at in the parking lot of Sam's Club, and a dude walked up and he asked me, he says, you know, do you have anything a human can use?
What? That was his question?
That's how he asked for something.
What do you mean?
Do you have anything a human can use?
Do you have anything to give me that would be of use to a human?
What do you have that's not of a use to a human? That's the question I want to know now. Like,
but again, I think he's open, right? But he's not asking for money, right? He's not saying specifically money.
But name something that's not of use that you have that's not of a use to a human.
I don't know. But
hell is that? Name me one thing in your life right now that's not of a use to a human.
But my point is that he's, as a true homeless person, he understands it.
Couldn't he just say, give me anything?
Nope.
You got. Anything you don't want, just get at. A use to a human is the weird one.
No, because again, it's when you say, give me anything, most people think money, right? Like, no, I don't got nothing right now. And he's like, listen, anything that could be useful. And the funny thing is,
he learned that. Don't say it like that. Say it like that.
That's probably the question that worked more than, do you have anything?
Seven traits of a highly homeless person.
Hey, look, because when he told me that, I was like, oh, that's actually a good approach.
It hit me. I'm
going to think about it. Yo, it hit me. I got a pen.
Bro, exactly. So I'm looking in the car like, yo, what do I got, right?
Everything.
I found a fucking little packet from the dentist, right, when they give you, like, they leave you with all the toothbrush and the toothpaste, and it's like all, and I gave it to him. He was so geeked. He was brushing his teeth before he hit the curb, and I was like, gosh, damn it. Like,
that same little kit you gave him, MacGyver will make a bomb out of that bitch. So when you say something that a human can use, shit, MacGyver can take anything and make it something.
And MacGyver with that shit before the bomb exploded 10 seconds.
I feel like, you know, the fact that he was open, right? He wasn't being, you know, subjective, like, I only need money. I will only take money. Like, I've seen bougie-ass beggars.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to give them something and they be like, ugh. Bitch, see, again, you must not be that hard up if you don't fucking want to take this Lunchable. Like, if you think of fucking you're above a Lunchable, then obviously you want just money for something else.
Well, I mean, I'm not hungry right now. Lunchable got to be refrigerated.
Nah, nigga. Not if you homeless.
Yeah, I'm eating that shit on the spot.
You better stop. Yeah. If you homeless and got a dog.
It's not like an alligator. You can't just eat everything now and, like, let it last for a year. You got, as a human, you can only eat so much at a time. And then you have to store.
Like, I just feel like, if you are, the saying is, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
How the fuck you ever going to be choosy when you begging? That's a problem.
I think.
What would be your diet if you were homeless? Let's say you make like $5. You get $5 every day from begging. What would be your diet as a homeless man?
For me?
Yeah.
The worst shit ever. The candy.
McChickens?
I'm trying to commit suicide by Skittles, nigga. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm like
$5 on Skittles, only two packs, bro. Skittles are expensive.
Yeah, two McChickens.
Like, yeah. Every day. Bad plan, bro. Bad plan.
I mean, all the bad shit. Like, I don't want to live that life long. Like, I'm not trying to be a longevity bum. Like, you know what I mean? No. Let's get this shit over with.
You can get 500 pieces of penny candy.
like.
Hey, honestly, I didn't know that shit really existed, though, until.
What's that?
People being homeless, being choosy and shit like that. Until my cousin got killed or whatnot in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
And we went, we had the funeral and everything, and then we went to Venice Beach because he was part of the homeless community there for a while. But then he met this girl, whatever, and then, you know, he moved in with her or whatnot. But he would go down there and fuck with them, you know, because they was his people. And actually, that's how he got killed, because he was, like, trying to...
Get back.
He was trying to, like, protect them from some shit that shouldn't have been happening sort of thing, and... He went too far, and that's why he got shot. But basically, we went to Venice Beach, where his people was and whatnot, and the funeral was catered, right? I can't remember the sandwich place, but we had all these sandwiches, right? Like turkey, ham, roast beef. We had some veggie ones, right? We go down there, and we put them on the thing. We had all the stuff up and whatnot, and nobody was eating the meat ones. They was only eating the veggie ones, and they were talking about they don't eat that because they're vegetarian and right. like that. And I was just like, that was the craziest thing I heard in my life at
homeless
the time.
Homeless vegetarian?
Well, see, I'd have
how the fuck you even know about that shit?
I'd have a problem with condiments. So, like, if you got a deli sandwich, like, you got mayonnaise on it?
Y'all you ain't
no,
homeless, B.
Y'all ain't got no plain ones?
You ain't homeless, B.
You crazy.
You ain't homeless.
I'm still homeless, bro.
Nah, man.
To answer your question, though, there was mayonnaise packs on the side type thing.
Yeah,
listen,
like,
fuck all of that. Listen.
It still tripped me out, though, because I just thought, you know, like, you got something to eat. It's cool. Like, they was like, is there any more veggie ones?
They
like,
ain't really hungry. Damn. Know your worth, bro.
I ain't been...
homeless people need to...
They know their worth?
Know your worth. That's what I'm saying. Like,
bro, I had some interesting conversations with them and shit, and a lot of them was talking about they prefer being homeless and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's a lifestyle.
I've seen a video of this girl on TikTok. She chose to be homeless. Like, she decided not renew her lease, live in her apartment, take a shower at Planet Fitness. She finds a Starbucks and McDonald's because she works from home just so she can save the...
She works from home?
Because she just needs Wi-Fi. She got a remote job.
Oh, so she doesn't... You're just saying work from home as the catchphrase.
She worked from Starbucks.
She don't have a McDonald's. So she works from...
She worked from the gym.
But, like, she got a whole plan out, and then it's just because she can save.
So,
yeah, like, I know a dude that did
all that.
No, I know a dude that did that. He worked out of his van and shit, and he had his whole van set up.
And I think she said, worst case scenario, sometimes she rents out a warehouse and put the car in the warehouse.
How safe is it to live on the street? Not safe, especially if you're a woman. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, so that's what she said. Sometimes she gets a warehouse. Like, she rents out a warehouse for like a week.
We know they don't think them things.
I had a family member that actually was homeless, you know, extended family member was homeless. Brought into the, you know, the house, and they like, oh, only if I could bring my cats or my dog or whatever the pet that they had.
Right.
And then the person that was letting them come in the house like, no, this is for you. I'm offering shelter for you, not for your and they're like, well, we'll just stay on the street then.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
That's a real dude.
But
the dog. They love their cat or their dog.
That's his family.
Yep.
Now, a cat, I might let go of a cat, but a dog, I don't know.
Well, that dude feel the same about the cat as the one that feel about the dog.
Because cats are survivors.
Dogs are too.
Yeah, but
no, dogs get ate the fuck up.
Man, dogs run around in the backyard and alleys over. Man, you know, I seen the videos when you was posting that shit over from Haiti. Dogs
those
just
are
running.
Goats. Sorry.
No. There was some dogs. There was some wild dogs too.
Dogs are not goats.
They listen, all I know is that if you can't be homeless and acting like you not. If you homeless, you homeless. No, you fucking know your worth. Know your fucking stats where situation. You are.
So in other words, you don't like homeless people that got standards.
Nah, you can't. How the fuck you got standards? You homeless. What kind of standard is that?
Well, like I said, when I was talking to them, a lot of them preferred to be homeless.
So again, if your standard is already fucking low, don't come to me and try to raise it. Nah, nigga, your standards are already, nigga, look at your clothes. Look at the fucking you. You smell like that, nigga. No, you can't tell me that I need to give you money or you won't take this Lunchable. Fuck that. Like, if you got a problem with that.
No, I agree with you on that.
I guarantee I'll find another real homeless motherfucker that'll take this shit in a heartbeat.
And they'll find another real person giving money that'll give them what they want.
Maybe.
Nah, maybe. Well, you think somebody who looks homeless like that has the nerve to do that because they it doesn't work.
Yeah, they doing it because it's worked it, before.
It worked. You just stubborn as fuck. That's all. Yeah, like, no,
it didn't work on you, but it worked on some others
too. Fucking talk about standards. I got standards. Might need my homeless people to be really about that.
I need my homeless people to
be really about that. If you gonna get my, if you gonna get shit that I work for, you better be appreciative. Don't be sticking your nose up talking about I don't want a fucking chicken McNugget meal. I want a fucking Big Mac meal. You better sit ass down.
I'm right there with you, bro. Take look. You ask me for something, take what you get,
man. Yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
And appreciate it.
And I appreciate it. And you take it with a snobbed up nose, I'm snapping it out your hand. It's like damn. Fuck yeah. Like no, fuck that. You can't. You can't.
He
be
got
a
the worst. He got the worst heart.
I do.
He got the worst heart.
Yeah, I about to say, did we even get to the question?
I said, if it's one nigga, I would try to help him out, get out of the situation. Because I'm going to see him every morning to leave.
How far are you going
to
go?
Right, because, you know, that could go deep.
Again, if he can get a job, I would try to help him get a job. If he got, if he's not mentally ill, and I know we got the language barrier problem, but they can find a job still.
You going to co-sign for the nigga?
No, I ain't going to co-sign shit. I'm going to just, I'll take him to the interview.
Boy, yeah. This boy.
That's You got your foot in the water then, boy.
I'll be like,
they gonna ask you for some more shit now.
You got a truck? You let them in the back of the... You put them in the bed of the truck or in the cab? No, like, Uber, you?
I will bring you a sandwich every day if you go down to his house and park that shit.
Right. Like, I will pay you to move over to Reggie's yard.
I'll
like,
bring you a sandwich. You and your dog get a sandwich every day.
Hey, look, bro, this dude, go down to his house. He gonna co-sign for you and shit.
Hey, co-sign.
I'm not gonna pour hot water on a motherfucker, but the hose come out cold.
Like, but the hose be hard. Like, if you do the jet, like, that shit hard,
nah,
bro.
Come on, man.
I got a pressure washer. The shit no joke, bro.
Hey, everybody's like, it ain't the 80s no more. Them things is weak now.
That's human rights, man. You can't spray nobody. This ain't,
that's a black
people,
need
a bath.
It's
here's some soap, too.
This ain't Selma, bro.
An involuntary bath.
Here's some soap, too.
But you getting all their clothes and all everything wet.
Okay, again.
They're like, going to be stinking worse.
I got standards.
Hey, what if you're doing that and they had, applications and shit they was filling out and now you done fucked them all?
Applications online, bro.
It ran... Online,
you said they got
he act like the nigga. Well, I guess he on your Wi-Fi outside. Huh?
Yeah. That nigga stealing your Wi-Fi.
I would let a motherfucker steal my Wi-Fi to get a job. I ain't gonna lie. I'll go that far. I'll put it. I'll
that's a cosign.
No, I'm not letting you take my.
No,
Wi-Fi.
That's the reason why they gonna stay in front of your house.
Then they gonna have every single one.
They
of your
gonna
bank
have their kids watching Dora and shit on your internet. And
all
shit.
Your bank accounts.
Your
gonna
shit
rug.
In there choppy and slowed down and shit.
Yeah.
You gonna get that pop up like some of the IP addresses you've been going to are known for fucking identity theft.
You gonna get that call for bandwidth. Like, I didn't even know I had unlimited. I thought it was unlimited downloads.
Yeah, he gave that nigga his Wi-Fi. Now the other five niggas with him got the Wi-Fi too and shit. You know?
Yeah. He's selling my fucking password. See, that's what I'm saying. Can't be trusted. You, listen, I gave you a secured fucking trust card with my Wi-Fi password. Now I see all these homeless niggas out here on their phones in front of my house. Yeah. I know that you can't be trusted. Here come the hoes, nigga.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all the shows on the network and follow us on our social medias at No Nonsense Show. Anything else, fellas, before we get out of here?
Nah.
Share the show, rate the show. Rate the show.
And tomorrow, have a shot for your nigga.
Okay. What are we drinking tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm just talking about to the listeners. You know, pull up. You
so
know, what
you
mean?
Drink whatever.
Whatever you drinking, take a little sip and be like, "Hey, to my nigga Jamie Mac, Mac Pack."
Okay, all right,
let's
do it. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time,
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.